We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Governor, is it true that on November 2nd, National Sandwich Day, you declared the hot dog to be a sandwich? Is that true?
It's true, yes. Wow. Yes, it is. And my favorite sandwich, in fact.
Well, it's not a sandwich. It's a hot dog.
Well, it's between two pieces of bread, and it's a sandwich.
By definition, I have to agree with the governor, John.
So you're saying that the hot dog is your favorite sandwich?
Yes.
You like that better than a Permanis Brothers sandwich?
Or a cheesesteak in
or
Philly?
Or a cheesesteak in Philly?
I do not recall. These questions are getting hard. Okay, cut it out.
All right, let's go for the more simple questions and answers. Yeah. We do have some important questions for you this morning.
I think since we talked with you last or around the same time, shortly thereafter, Pittsburgh Mayor Bill Peduto made a statement that he did not want to see any additional, can't stop the cracker plant, but doesn't want to see any additional petrochemical facilities in the region. The county executive here has taken issue with that and is concerned about it. Does it raise your concern at all when you've got the mayor of Pittsburgh saying, we don't want any more of that in our backyard?
Yeah, I mean, I don't like to disagree with Mayor Peduto, because he's a good mayor. But I do disagree with him on this. I think we need to have the products that the lightweight products that will be part of that energy sustainable future. They're coming out of that cracker plant. And we need to do it right. We need to do it right environmentally. But these are exactly what we need in that energy efficient future.
And the environmentalist will say, yes, but there's a price for that.
I think there's less of a price for this than any of the alternatives. And if we can get to solar panels and lighter weight vehicles that you can use electricity as the motive force, that's going to take lightweight materials, and those lightweight materials actually are coming out of that cracker plant.
Ironically, that is correct. And when people say, well, we'll just, instead of natural gas, some cities were trying to put a ban on utilizing natural gas of all things. And then, well, where is your energy going to come from? They said, well, electricity. In many cases, electricity is generated by coal. So people think it through.
I live on the Susquehanna River, and the acid mine runoff, and the devastation that came from that, the anthracite industry up in the Northeast, that has hurt the water quality in my area. So we have to. We all want a clean air and clean water. I don't think anybody doesn't want that. The question is what is the fastest way to get to that? And I think what's coming out of the cracker plant is part of that energy efficient future.
Governor, there are a lot of political analysts who will line up to say to win the White House, you need to win Pennsylvania. And we know how that went the last time. And you have Democratic candidates for the presidency who are saying, day one, I'll shut down fracking, and it would be a dramatic impact on the industry. Are you concerned that they are handing Pennsylvania to the Republicans in 2020?
No, I think you have to say different things to get the nomination, but and no one really knows what that means. Ban fracking. I'm not even sure if a president can do that. The issue has to be we need to do it right in extracting natural resources. We need to get to that solar future and wind future as quickly and smoothly as possible. How do we do that? It's not by banning fracking.
Governor, you signed a piece of legislation, Act 77, that changes the rules in the election process. How does it change it? And it's been a dynamic change since, I guess, this election reform bill. What are the highlights?
Yeah, the highlights are we go to no-excuse absentee ballots. And that essentially gives voters in Pennsylvania 50 days to vote. So you can vote by mail. You can actually vote at the ballot box if you want to take your absentee ballot. But when you go to get an absentee ballot, in the past you had to give an excuse. I need an absentee ballot, and they'd say, why? Say, well, because I'm going to be out of town or
right.
busy or whatever. Now you go and say, I'd like an absentee ballot, and they say, here. And you can do that 50 days before election day, which means that Pennsylvania now went from being you could vote on one day only to 50 days to vote. You can pick up your absentee ballot. You can apply for it online. You can vote in your kitchen. You can vote where you pick up the absentee ballot, and you have 50 days to do it. So it's basically giving Pennsylvanians, regardless of where you work, what your work schedule is, the ability to vote, which is a good thing. I hope it increases turnout. We also reduce the gap between registration. I'm a proponent of same-day registration, but we did have a 30-day gap between the time the deadline for registration and election day was 30 days. That has been reduced now to 15 days. So we've made some real progress. By the way, once you sign up for an absentee ballot, you'll get an application for an absentee ballot for the rest of your life for every election until you opt out of that system. So it's basically making voting much more accessible, making voting much easier for Pennsylvanians, and I think that's good for democracy.
Well, just in time, because next year's election in particular in November is probably going to be a record turnout.
Yeah, think,
Governor. We, as always, appreciate your time, and thank you.
We'll let you get back to your hot dog now.
Okay. Thank you.
Governor Tom Wolf.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.